जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी, गोपी जना वल्लभ गिरिवर धारी, यशोदानंदन ब्रज जनरंजन, यमुना तीरावनचारी, यमुना तीरावनचारी, जय राधा माधव कुंज विहारी, जय गोपी जन वल्लभ गिरिवर धारी, यशोदानंदन ब्रज जनरंजन, यमुना तीरावनचारी, जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी। जय ओम विष्णुपाद परमहंस परिव्राजकाचार्य अष्टोत्तर शत श्री श्रीमद हिज डिवाइन ग्रेस एसी भक्ति वेदांत स्वामी श्रील प्रभुपाद की जय। अनंत कोटि वैष्णव वृंद की जय। ग्रंथराज श्रीमद भागवतम की जय। All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to Sri Sri Guru and Gauranga. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Grantharaj Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 4, Chapter 31, Text 17. Yatha nabhasi abhratama prakasha bhavanti bhupana bhavanti anukramat evam pare brahmani शक्तयस्त्वअमु रजस्तमसत्वम् इति प्रवाहः यथा नभसि अभ्र तमप्रकाश भवन्ति भूपान भवन्त्यनुक्रमात् एवं परे ब्रह्मणि शक्तयस्त्वमामु रजस्तमस्सत्वमिति प्रवाहः। Ladies, please. Yatha, as, Nabhasi, in the sky, Abhra, clouds, Tamaha, darkness, Prakashaha, and illumination, Bhavanti, exist, Bhupaha, O kings, Nabhavanti, do not appear, Anukramat, consecutively, Evam, thus, Pare, Supreme, Brahmani, in the Absolute, Shaktayaha, energies, Thu, then, Amuhu, these, Rajaha, passion, Tamaha, darkness, Sattvam, goodness, Iti, thus, Pravahaha, Emanation. Translation and purport by Srila Prabhupada. Ki jaya. My dear kings, sometimes in the sky there are clouds, sometimes there is darkness, and sometimes there is illumination. The appearance of all these takes place consecutively. Similarly, in the Supreme Absolute, the modes of passion, darkness, and goodness appear as consecutive energies. Sometimes they appear and sometimes they disappear. Purport. Darkness, illumination and clouds sometimes appear and sometimes disappear. But even when they have disappeared, the potency is still there, always existing. In the sky, sometimes we see clouds, sometimes rainfall, and sometimes snow. Sometimes we see night, sometimes a day, sometimes illumination, and sometimes darkness. All these exist due to the sun, but the sun is unaffected by all these changes. Similarly, although the Supreme Personality of Godhead is the original cause of total cosmic manifestation, He is unaffected by the material existence. This is confirmed in the Bhagavad Gita 7.4. Bhumirapo nalovayu kham mano buddhirevacha ahankara iti yamme bhinna prakriti rashtada. Earth, water, fire, air, ether, mind, intelligence and false ego, all together these eight comprise my separated material energies. Although the material or physical elements are the energy of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, they are separate. The Supreme Personality of Godhead is therefore not affected by material conditions. The Vedanta Sutra confirms Janmadi Asya Yataha. The creation, maintenance and dissolution of this cosmic manifestation are due to the existence of the Supreme Lord. Nonetheless, the Lord is unaffected by all these changes in the material elements. This is indicated by the word pravaha, emanation. The sun always shines brilliantly and is not affected by clouds or darkness. Similarly, the Supreme Personality of Godhead is always present in a spiritual energy and is not affected by material emanations. Brahma Samhita 5.1 confirms, Ishvara Parama Krishna Sachidananda Vigraha Anadir Adir Govinda Sarvakarana Karanam. Krishna, who is known as Govinda, is the Supreme Godhead. He has an eternal, blissful and spiritual body. He is the origin of all. He has no other origin and He is the prime cause of all causes. Although He is the supreme cause, the cause of all causes, He is still Parama, transcendental, and His form is Satchit Ananda, eternal spiritual bliss. Krishna is the shelter of everything, and this is the verdict of all scripture. Krishna is the remote cause, and material nature is the immediate cause of the cosmic manifestation. In the Chaitanya Charitamrita, it is said that understanding Prakriti or nature to be the cause of everything is like understanding the nipples on the neck of a goat to be the cause of milk. Material nature is the immediate cause of the cosmic manifestation, but the original cause is Narayana, Krishna. Sometimes people think that the cause of an earthen pot is the earth. We see on a potter's wheel a sufficient amount of earth to produce many pots, and although the unintelligent men will say that the earth on the wheel is the cause of the pot, those who are actually advanced will find that the original cause is the potter who supplies the earth and moves the wheel. Material nature may be a helping factor in the creation of this cosmic manifestation, but it is not the ultimate cause. In Bhagavad Gita 9:10, the Lord therefore says, Maya adhyakshena prakriti suyate sa characharam. This material nature is working under my direction, O son of Kunti, and producing all moving and non-moving beings. The Supreme Lord casts His glance over material energy, and His glance agitates the three modes of nature. Creation then takes place. The conclusion is that nature is not the cause of the material manifestation. The Supreme Lord is the cause of all causes. Om Ajnana Timirandhasya Gyananjana Salakaya Chaksur Unmilitam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Sthapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamahyam Dadati Svapadantikam Vancha Kalpaturubhyascha Kripa Sindhubhya Evacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavibhyo Namo Namaha Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shravasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare Hare. So today is Thanksgiving Day. The world is celebrating a Vaishnava holiday because Vaishnavas give thanks every day, and the world, the rest of the country, does it once a year. So they're celebrating a Vaishnava holiday. And Bhakta Upendra is joining us from Bowling Green, in the middle of a place where there's no association. So thank you for joining us. There's one more person here, we don't know your name. Divyangi Lalita Devidasi. Where are you from? Omaha. Where? Hare Krishna. Oh, your Prabhu's here too. Nice to see you. There you go. Okay. The principle being explained by Srila Prabhupada is very simple. That there is all sorts of variety and changes happening in the material world. All of this variety comes from the three modes of nature. And the modes of nature come from the Supreme Personality of Godhead, because they're His nature. But He Himself is not affected by these modes. So that's the principle. Although He is the source, He is not affected by the emanations. So the emanations manifest sometimes as illusion, sometimes as illumination, sometimes darkness, snow, rain, 8,400,000 species, happiness, distress, joy, sorrow, profit, loss, flattery, insult, all of these things. However, He is not affected by them. That means there is no concept of victory or loss for the Supreme. There is nothing called insult or flattery. He's not affected. So it's not that if someone comes in front of Krishna and says wonderful things, oh, you're God, you can give whatever you like. It's not like Krishna gets carried away. Oh, that's nice, very nice. What do you want? Take what you want. But if someone comes and says, you're very bad, you're something, it's not that Krishna becomes morose and says, today, you know, that Prabhu didn't speak nicely to me. He's unaffected. Regardless of who says what or not, he's unaffected. Because he is like his devotee, or his devotees are like him, called Atmarama. He is completely satisfied in himself. So if someone glorifies the Supreme Lord, it is their advantage, it is for their benefit. And if someone insults the Supreme Lord, it is their misfortune. But the Lord does not get affected by it. That's one principle being spoken here. And another principle is that one should not wrongly have a pantheistic idea of the Supreme. Pantheistic idea is that because everything is coming from nature, that nature is the source of everything. The supreme cause is nature. This is pantheism. Everything, seeing God in nature. That nature is supreme. This is Shakti in one sense, but this is pantheism. Very popular. People love it. And it is quite convincing. However, we are taught by Srila Prabhupada, quoting from Chaitanya Charitamrita, that that's not the case. Energy cannot be the source of anything. Energy is the instrumental feature in bringing about something. It's the energetic. The source of that energy, the supreme person, who's the cause of everything. So it's important for us to know that energy, without energetic, cannot produce anything. With the presence of the energetic, the supreme person, all his energies manifest. They work in very fantastic ways. It is important to learn these principles so that one does not get fooled about who the source is. Or one does not get fooled by just thinking the instrument to be the ultimate cause. So these two principles are being spoken. That's all I could get out of it. So back to the first principle about variety. There is variety in the spiritual realm, and that variety manifests as reflected in this realm. However, this realm is we call the contaminated realm. Contaminated means not pure. The not pure aspect is that there is interest separate from the interest of Krishna. That is the contamination. That individuals think of themselves as the enjoyers. Individuals think of themselves as the persons that are making things happen. Individuals think of themselves not only as the ones making things happen, but also as the rightful claimants of whatever are the outcomes. And that's the motivation for working. This is the verse from Bhagavad Gita. Karma neva adhikaraste ma phaleshu kadachana ma karma phala hetu ma te sangastu vi akarmani. So, as long as that individuality exists in terms of being the enjoyer, one is in this contaminated realm. When one has individuality that is clear about the will of Krishna or the interest of Krishna and uses that individuality for fulfilling the will or interest of Krishna, one is said to have been clear of that contamination. So the whole process of bhakti or yoga is to systematically take a person from the contaminated state of existence to the pure state of existence. So there's a process. It's a gradual development. The interest with Krishna becomes one only when there is love. Otherwise it cannot be possible. Outside of love, there is still a tendency for having separate interest. For example, people think neutrality is the ultimate state. In neutrality, there could be a sense of, you have your interest, I have my interest, we just don't get into each other's hair. Or, I have no interest at all. Neutrality is not the solution. Neutrality actually is the end of being passive. Actual identity and actual activity, actual purpose, only comes beyond neutrality when there is conscious, deliberate understanding of what is Krishna's interest and trying to fulfill that interest. Until then, there is this material variety. The 8,400,000 species, the 8 material elements, and the modes of nature. So in the third canto, Lord Kapila explains how all these material ingredients, they interact with each other. The ahankara interacting with the modes of nature create different manifestations of material energy. The mind, the intelligence, the sense organs, the senses, the sense objects, etc. The whole set of yoni or 8,400,000 species, the varieties of desires. And then in 17th and 18th chapter of Bhagavad Gita and 14th, Krishna gives the variety across all different aspects of life, food, determination, austerity, penance, sacrifice, charity, intelligence, happiness, worker, the work, etc. I mean, this is a whole gamut of variety, all coming from the Supreme Personality of Godhead as the source of everything. So, aham sarvasya prabhava mata sarvam pravartate. It is important to know this, because to know this is real buddhi or knowledge or intelligence. Iti matva bhajante mam buddha bhava samanvita. So real buddha is a person who knows where everything is coming from. And with the passage of time, one of the phenomena that is happening, or it's already happened, is people are disconnected from the source of things. For example, when children are asked or were asked, where does milk come from? The answer they gave was supermarket, the grocery store. That's where milk comes from. But they're disconnected from the source. That where does it come from into the grocery store in the first place? Or from the factory. But they don't think like that. Because as time passes in modern day, things are disconnected from their source quite afar. And so what happens is people don't know. They don't know the source. They don't know how things are connected to each other. And we're in a, now this is a side point, we're in such an unfortunate situation that when fuel prices go up, food prices go up. Although fuel and food really are not to be connected, right? But we're so heavily dependent on food being transported everywhere that when fuel prices goes up, tomatoes become expensive. Disconnected, right? We eat fruits that come from Mexico, some of the, I don't want to list just the whole variety of places that food comes from. So there's a whole push, eat food that's grown locally, support local farming, go to the farmer's market, meet the farmers, at least you know how food's coming, but people don't know. Now that's not the solution. I'm not advocating please buy from farmer's market, that's not the point here. The point is to know the source, to know how things are connected. This is basics, what's called Sambandha Gyan. Sambandha Gyan is not some esoteric Krishna, he breathes out and all the universes come and that's the Sambandha Gyan. It's in day-to-day things, practical things, to see how things are connected to Krishna. Gokulananda Prabhu was giving me the example yesterday. In the ashram, people are in a rush, so they load up the washing machine or the dryer and bang this, tar this. Not being thoughtful that this is also Krishna's energy and that it has to be properly respected, cared for. Why? I'm getting late for studying Bhagavatam. That was the example he's giving me. I'm getting late for something. Well, how are the, this is okay, but on the physical realm, it's so disconnected. So it's important to see things, everything connected, our activities also connected to Krishna. So while there is all this variety on the physical plane, bhumi apanalo vayu, kham, there is variety on the mental plane, the psychological variety, I'm being dealing with quite a bit of late. Then there is variety on the intellectual plane, emotional plane. Whoa, that's the bigger one. All of this variety is manifest in this world, but it is coming from one source that is not affected by such variety. It doesn't mean that the source has no variety. It's not that Krishna doesn't have, various features. It means he's not affected by it. He's not affected by material conditions. He's not affected by changes in material permutations. We are. Because we identify with matter, we relate with matter, so as matter changes, we change. Although the real we doesn't change, we think we change. Harsha Shoka. One day happiness, the very next day lamentation. One person we glorify, we're very happy with them, and the next day we dump them. Third day we glorify someone else and we dump them. We glorify and dump them. But that's variety. It's constantly happening. Why? Because our consciousness is very much relating to the material sphere of things and matter constantly changes. I love you, I don't love you, I love you, I don't love you, I love you, I hate you, just whatever, varieties of things. I like Kerala today and a year later I don't like Kerala, or 2 days later I don't like Kerala. I like winter, I don't like winter, I like this jacket, I don't like it anymore. I worn it too many times. I like this car, it's the same car, I want a different car, I want a different this, I want a different that. It's just constantly changing. I want this situation, I like this situation, or I don't like this situation. So this is because the consciousness is attached to flickering matter, or matter that's always in flux. Krishna is not affected. So say it in a, I guess, sort of humorous way, Krishna never gets mental. Never on the mental platform, oh, today my offering was late, maybe they don't like me anymore. It's not like that. It never gets mental. Now, the other part is that he is the remote cause. Krishna is the remote cause, and material nature is the immediate cause of cosmic manifestation. Although it seems that everything comes from Mother Nature. I think a graphic example is childbirth. Okay, men don't give birth, women do. And so we say, oh, we were born from our mothers. However, women cannot give birth unless they are given the seed. So in that sense, there is the remote cause. While the mother, the womb or the yoni, can be the immediate cause. So like that, Mother Nature is producing constantly things coming from earth, trees are coming, animals are eating, and we are eating, and we go back into the earth, we're either buried or cremated or something. Like the Bhagavatam says in the, Prahlad Maharaj speaks in the 7th canto, he speaks to his classmates that what's the use of this body when ultimately it has to become either stool or earth or ash. So if that's the case, why are you spending so much of your energy managing this body? Like I've said this in the past, I wish one of our Prabhus was here. One of Rati Prabhu's brother, he was very much into bodybuilding. He would lift weights and, you know, his whole attention was to have his nice biceps and triceps. So one of the devotees was preaching to him. They met him and said, please take this book and study or chant Hare Krishna or something like that. And he said, I don't have time. So I said, what are you so busy with? He said, I go to the gym, I look at you, Prabhus. You know, you look so like this. I'm all into bodybuilding. You should take care of your body. So that devotee told him, all right, you're building your body, big muscle, nice, you know, physique. But the only thing that I can say is the difference is that when both of us die, my ashes will be in a small urn and yours will be in a bigger urn. And for that Prabhu, it made such a lasting impression that he gave it up and became Brahmachari now. Just that explanation that ultimately it's, you know, your ash is in a bigger pot than a smaller pot because you have so much more body mass or whatever, muscle. So there is remote cause and immediate cause. Mother Nature is not the cause of everything. In the Bhagavad Gita, I forget which chapter, 5th? No, 9th chapter, I think in the Mayadhyakshena Prakriti purport, Prabhupada talks about scorpions being born from rice. I think, 14? The scorpions are born from rice. And so people will say, oh, see, that the rice is the cause of scorpions. No, but it's the environment in which those eggs are hatched. But the scorpions come from mother scorpion, or father scorpion actually. So although material nature is producing so many things, there is a producer, an actual cause for it. So in the Chaitanya Charitamrita, Prabhupada gives us two analogies. One is the Chaitanya Charitamrita. Just because a goat has nipples on his neck, that's not the source for milk. So it means that those nipples are not from where milk comes from. That's not the source. So just because Mother Nature is producing, it doesn't mean that she's the original cause of things. And the second analogy Prabhupada gives is there's a potter's wheel and there is earth. And only those who don't know, those who have poor fund of knowledge, shall say that the pot comes from earth. So the answer is, Prabhupada says, the pot actually comes from the potter. It is the potter's imagination, it's the potter's creativity. The earth is just the medium for that imagination, for that creative idea to take form. So the real cause is the potter, not the earth, not the potter's wheel. So anything that is created, although is used or is created on the basis of material ingredients, bhumi apunalo vayu, khammana buddhirevacha, it is the possessor of those who's the creator. Everything else is but a medium, an instrument. Like, this is important principle because it establishes the presence of God. We hear it differently. Organization means organizer. Creation means creator, like that we've heard. There's a beautiful painting, and no one can say, "Why, it's just paint." We don't come to the painting and say, "Such nice blue color. Such nice shade of white or gray." No, we say, we glorify the painter. Nice imagination, nice creative way of expressing, whatever. We glorify the painter. Srila Prabhupada was asked, "Srila Prabhupada, when we look at the beautiful sunrise or sunset or a nice flower, can we enjoy the sunrise or sunset?" Prabhupada said, "Sure. But you should think, how beautiful is the creator. Can we enjoy a painting? Sure. But your mind should go to how beautiful must be the painter." Like that. Of course, in our modern context, that doesn't apply. It's not that someone who makes a good painting necessarily is a good-looking guy. It doesn't work like that. But what's beautiful for that person, maybe their mind, that creative aspect may be beautiful, but they may have buck teeth or something. But in Krishna's case, the mind and body are not different. So that's the reference, is the Satchidananda Vigraha. So everything about Krishna is beautiful. But he's the original cause or source of everything. And so it should be very clear. Narada's Muni is making it very, very clear. Because as part of Achintya Bheda Bheda philosophy, one of the essential features of it is to know Sambandha Gyan properly. Otherwise we cannot understand how things are connected. We might wrongly conclude the Bheda, that everything is separated, and not come to proper conclusion of Abheda, the simultaneous oneness. And just because something is separate, we might be the rightful claimants for it. That's the danger if you don't have proper Sambandha Gyan. So Narada Muni is helping us, and Prabhupada's hitting it into our heads, like the five times in this purport, he has explained. That the conclusion is that nature is not the cause of material manifestation. The Supreme Lord is the cause of all causes. Okay, any comments, questions?
This might be a slightly off topic, but it's based on a point, it's derived from a point in the discussion. The Supreme Lord, although everything is coming from Him, He's not impacted. And the Bhagavatam explains that for those souls who, let's say, engage in intelligence in relationship to Bhagavan, they also get that quality of being unaffected by the material nature. So I was wondering how, for those of us who may be conditioned, you know,
maybe
a few of us, that may be conditioned, when we associate with persons who are not affected, then it may be very hard to understand how they're actually caring about our dilemma.
Correct.
And then the tendency is to develop a sort of negative disposition toward them, thinking them to be heartless.
Correct.
And so on. So I was wondering, and that happens, of course, with the Supreme Lord Himself. I'm offering my prayers, I'm struggling hard like anything. I come to the altar and he's just smiling. And there's a disconnect. And therefore, the tendency to develop or kind of nourish our aversion to the Supreme Lord and His voice. So I was wondering, how do we do that?